Ford is cutting 1,400 jobs at two of its plants in the UK. The motor giant Ford is to close two plants in the UK with a loss of 1,400 jobs. The Transit van factory in Southampton, the company's last vehicle assembly site in Britain, will shut next year, and so will part of Ford's operation in Dagenham in Essex. Unions said they were devastated by the news. From Southampton, our industry correspondent John Moylan reports.
Ford's Southampton plant has been home to the Transit van for 40 years. 2 million have been built here. But today, the company confirmed that production would move to Turkey, ending 100 years of vehicle manufacturing by Ford in Britain. This morning, the 500 staff were told that they'd be out of work by next summer, leaving many concerned for their future.
I'm 46, no job to go to, and no prospects left, really.
You know, I'd sort of consider going back to be unemployed if I can't find another job.
Just absolutely gutted, because I've been there nearly 25 years, and it seems like all the hard work we've put into the place over the last two or three years has been a waste of time.
The decision was not unexpected. Production at the plant had slumped in the wake of the downturn. But the news that Ford was also closing its stamping plant in Dagenham came as a complete surprise. 800 jobs will go, as much of the work at the plant will move to Russia. Having cut costs in the States, Ford is now taking a knife to its European operations. Yesterday it announced the closure of a car plant in Belgium with the loss of more than 4,000 jobs. Professor David Bailey of Coventry Business School believes it has little option with car sales plummeting in Europe.
The European market is really having a bad time because the European economy is going very badly. The big downturn is in Greece, Spain, but it's now starting to affect Northern Europe as well. And even well-run companies like Ford are now being sucked into that as well.
The company says it is investing in Britain too. Today it confirmed that a new diesel engine will be designed and built in Britain. But unions have called the closures a betrayal, and say that thousands more jobs could go in the supply chain.